This week's episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is brought to you by MailChimp. MailChimp helps you design email newsletters, share them on social networks, integrate with services you already use, and track your results. It's like your own personal publishing platform. We use it here at The Complete Guide to Everything. No joke, we really do. And we love it, so you should check it out. It's free at MailChimp.com.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm your host, Tom.
I'm Tim.
How are you doing this week, Tim?
I'm revved up and ready to go.
Revved up?
Yeah.
Did you do some Red Bull on the way here?
Yeah, let's say Red Bull.
You did some of it?
Wouldn't it be weird if we did this show high on cocaine, Tom?
It would be pretty weird, yeah.
I mean, especially for me, because I've never done any kind of...
cocaine?
Yeah, I've never done any strain of cocaine. Uh-huh. Strains? Is that what they come in? If you're getting, like, if you're buying...
It's just purity, man. Like, how pure it is. Like, oh, this is pure. This is some nice white powder.
See, thank God I never got into drugs, because I just would not be good at it. They'd rip me off so much. I'd be like, I want some top shelf stuff. Uh-huh. I'd be a rube. I'd walk in, I wouldn't know what I was talking about, and I'd be eager to learn, I think, but I really think I'd get cheated.
They'd be telling you, like, oh, you see, this cocaine is more expensive because of this, and you would be trying and going, oh yeah, I can see, but you have no idea. You just don't want to look stupid in front of
exactly.
them.
Exactly, and then I'd probably just go bankrupt and lose it all quicker than I would otherwise
right.
if I was just doing, you know, getting a fair price on cocaine.
Mm-hmm. You'd spend all your money trying to impress strangers.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much what I do now,
but with legal things.
Yeah. That's why you have that Lamborghini.
It's been working, Tom. It's been working for me.
It's a little conspicuous. You show up here at the studio with a, you know, flashy yellow Lamborghini.
Yeah. And it's got like LED lights around it.
You slide into your parking space.
Mm-hmm. Listen, man, when are they going to come out with those cars that have the wheels that can turn a full 90 degrees?
Like sideways?
Yeah, so you could parallel park.
I don't know. What's stopping them now? I guess axis.
I don't know.
The axis of the car?
Yeah.
Because you can't
the axle,
really...
Right?
Yeah.
The
axle.
I feel like they can figure that out, though.
Yeah, but, you know, to what end?
I don't know. They put cameras in every car for backing up. I think.
Yeah, but that's easy. I could put a camera in a car right now.
If you could go just completely sideways in a car, that would be bonkers. I would love that.
No,
There'd be so many good bits.
Exactly. That's why they're not going to do it. They're afraid of idiots like you pulling bits, driving 60 miles an hour down the highway sideways.
You know what the best bit to pull that has caused almost
I can't even count
how many casualties when you're pulling away in a car. It's always there.
I'm laughing just thinking about
it. Yeah, because it's the best gag
ever.
Am I
tie?
You go, all right, I'll see you later, and you're about to drive off, right? But instead of driving, you have the car in reverse, so you look like you don't look behind you. You look like no, you're gonna go
you
first.
You can't look behind you. That ruins
like as if you're gonna drive off. You give them a wave, and you maintain eye contact with them, and then as you start going backwards, gunning it backwards. By the way,
oh yeah, you have to pedal to the metal.
You had to really sell it with your face, with a oh my god, what's going on here? Like a look of panic and despair, which. If you're like me, you realize what a bad idea this bit is as you're doing it, as you're going in reverse, like realizing, oh, I'm moving very fast in reverse, and I didn't check. Yeah, and it turns into real. I'm surprised I haven't killed anybody with that, and I've retired that bit from my repertoire.
Well, I'll tell you a good substitute bit, Tim, is to do the reverse, which is when you're backing into a spot. You know, put your arm around the other chair and look backwards and then drive forward very quickly.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And it's better because you're already looking forward. So you got reasonable assurance that there's nothing in front of you.
Right. You might smash into a car on the other side.
Oh, if you smash into a car on the other side, even better.
Yeah.
Makes it 10 times more hilarious.
Can I tell you how many times I've wanted to crash my car for the bit, for a laugh? I'd be like, I think, you know, it'd be really hilarious right now if I just floored it into this pillar or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been funny.
Yeah, it would.
You should have done it for my amusement.
I mean, I'm not saying it would be to impress you, Tom. I would obviously do it, crash my car, to impress a girl.
Right. I was imagining this happening and people running up to the car and you just in the car like, ah! Just horrific pain. having you know, like back problems for the rest of your life because of this stupid
See, the,
bit.
The way I picture it is that people run up to the car looking to help, and I'm in the car just, oh, God, this is a good one. I'm glad I did this. Job well done, Tim.
That is going to happen. I have a follow-up, Tim, from last week.
Okay.
Because we talked about the flu.
Yes.
And when we were talking about it, you were talking about you had already gotten the flu shot by that point, mm-hmm. right?
I'm a week into the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
According to the pharmacist, mm-hmm. it's another week before.
Oh, they're full of shit.
I think they're full of shit. I heard a lady on NPR that helped develop the flu shot, and she said 1 week.
Yeah.
But then it reduces your chance of getting the flu by 62%, I found
right.
out.
Yeah, 62%. Because it covers...
Which some people are like, ugh, yeah, right? Like, yeah, it only... reducing something by 62%, anybody that goes, only 62%, I say, you know what? Maybe if you reduced your body mass by 62%, you know, maybe I'd go on a date with you.
It's a complicated put down.
I say it to girls that have a crush on me.
Right. Regardless of whether they're overweight or not.
Yeah. It's... Well, yeah. Because if you have a crush on somebody and that person points out a flaw in you.
It just strengthens the crush.
Well, no. And even if it's the most outlandish thing, that gets to you. You're like, oh, well, I got to change.
Yeah. Got to do something.
Because that person you hold on a pedestal.
Right.
You see.
Well, it protects you against 62% of the flu or whatever. But so it covers three different strains, I found out.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll like 100%.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
No. But it'll 100% cover you against those strains. So if you're in an office or like classroom or something and somebody has one of those strains of the flu.
You can kiss them on the mouth all you want. If it's a classroom, just the teacher, please.
What?
Unless it's a college classroom. Okay. I don't think anybody should go up and kiss a kid, Tom.
All right. Fair enough. You didn't realize what... Well, you were implying, not me. But anyway...
I wasn't implying. I wanted to make clear that that's not what I was implying.
Right.
If you're at work, though,
mm-hmm.
and that person wants to kiss you,
mm-hmm.
kiss them.
If what? The person with the flu?
Yeah.
And you have the flu shot? But wait, how do you know what strain they have?
It's a risk worth willing to take, I think,
it is
for
a
romance.
Risk, it's a risk worth willing to take. But it will protect you against that. So you could be the guy with the flu shot going, oh, it only protects you against 62%. Meanwhile, you're out sick with the flu because somebody inconsiderate came in the office, got everybody sick, and you're fine. You're sitting pretty. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're CEO of the company because you're the last man standing.
That's how like 40% of CEOs, of American CEOs, rise to power. You know that, right?
That's how Steve Jobs became CEO of Apple. Once he got kicked out, a lot of people don't know this. So he got kicked out in the 80s. People know that, but they don't really know how he got back. And it was just a very bad flu strain.
He got the flu shot.
Yeah.
And then he brought in, just somebody, some dork for a meeting.
His assistant with the
flu.
Yeah,
that was just... And that assistant was fired, of course, after... Well, he died from the flu. He had it really bad because Steve Jobs knew. Yeah, he knew he had to infect this guy with everything he could.
Right. Yeah, so
brilliant businessman.
One of the greatest businessmen who ever lived. I got the flu shot. All these places are out of the flu shot.
Poser.
Now. Poser. Why? Because I did after the fact. I did after it was cool.
Yeah. I'm the trendsetter.
Mm-hmm.
You're the follower. You're nothing but a Tim Toady.
I don't know what that means.
You're nothing but my toady.
Oh, I see.
I come from the water.
Yeah, that's I thought you were referencing the Toadies.
Do you want to die?
So I tried to get it. I made an appointment at a local pharmacy. The pharmacy, I think I talked about it in this show, losing my mind at the pharmacist one time and screaming at her.
That sounds about right. I can't remember the specific.
I forget if I talked about it on the show or not. But so
you're always losing your mind at some pharmacist or another.
Yeah, usually. So made an appointment online and told a coworker, like, there's, you know, oh, I'm going to this place. And they're like, great, I'm gonna make an appointment online. They made an appointment, went down there, and they come back and they're like, yeah, the place doesn't, they're all out of the flu shot, even though they're letting people make appointments. So I find all these other pharmacies that are having appointments online, make an appointment, call them up, and they're like, oh, no, we're completely out of it.
This is why people rely too much on doing stuff online. Like, it hasn't come that far since Sandy Bullock in the net.
It should. They should
she
have
orders
the
a pizza in that? Yeah, I'd order a pizza, but I wouldn't count on it.
But
coming.
What if they're all you wouldn't, yeah, because maybe they're out of pizza.
Yeah.
And there's no way for them
there's
to communicate
no way
that
for
back.
Them to communicate, yeah.
That's probably one of the biggest flaws with the internet. That's a one-way street.
There's no way to communicate on the
nope,
internet.
There's only, it's one way just for disseminating information. You can disseminate to CVS that you would like to come in and get a flu shot, but there's no way for them to contact you back.
Nope.
So finally I had to find like a doctor, give me a flu shot. I had to go to like, Chinatown to get the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
This is a weird place.
Chinatown? You've never been to Chinatown?
No. The doctor's office was a weird place.
Okay.
Because A, nothing was in English. And I was the only non Chinese or Asian person there. The only person who was speaking English. The receptionist spoke some English.
Okay. How did you find this place?
Through the internet, through the online internet.
Okay. America Online, CompuServe.
Prodigy.
Prodigy, of course.
But like, I called them up, and I called them up. I'm like, I just want to confirm, because I made an appointment online, that you guys have the flu shot. And she goes, yeah, we do. Not that many, though. Like, well,
enough for me. If I come down there, will you have it? Like, can you put my name on one of them?
Yeah, I was like, well, I just made an appointment for today. What time? 3:30. Yeah, we'll have one.
Like, well, that does not inspire confidence.
Can you please put one aside? Because if you don't, that's fine. But I won't come all the way down there, because it's kind of a long walk too. So I go down there and they like go through like places where they're like selling live chickens and they're passing fish around, you know, like...
Wait, this was in the entrance
to the
building?
No, not in the entrance, but it was like right outside the building.
Okay. Yeah, so you're just not accustomed to the things that happen in Chinatown.
Well, nothing was in English.
Right.
So I went in there and I got it. And this doctor was very surly, Tim. The nurse had given me the paperwork on the flu shot. You know, read through.
Right.
And the doctor comes in and looks at me reading the paperwork and goes, oh, pff, that's what you're here for? And I was like...
So he thought...
She.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, not the female doctor. But you very rarely hear of a woman being described as surly. Right?
Yeah, well, it's S-U-R-L-Y.
What?
That's how you spell surly.
Yeah. No, I get it.
It's not being like a sir.
I understand. I just I don't know if I've ever encountered a woman. I've encountered surly women.
A woman doctor, Tim? Yeah, no. Anyone can go to medical school nowadays.
No.
I wish
surly
you weren't so close-minded.
No, that's not what. Oh, Jesus. Go on.
So, she was just very flippant about me being there to get the flu shot, and they were treating me like I was a new patient.
Which you were.
I was. Yeah, but like, I'm going to come back there all the time.
Maybe you will.
Nah,
next
I'm not
year
going
for the flu
to.
Shot.
Yeah, maybe. But she was so...
They have to take your information. They're treating me like a new patient. They
no.
Like,
but
hey,
like,
you, what's your name? Tom. You don't need to write it down. I'm just going to leave after. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we don't need a record of anything.
So she goes, oh, where you watch the news and you're all scared now? I'm like, well, there is a state of emergency. Yes. I'm like, whatever. That's not your concern. Like, you're the doctor. You should be like, oh, this is smart of you to come in here and get the flu shot instead of coming
or
in here
at
after
the very
you get
least,
the flu.
At the very least, just don't make fun of me for taking preventative health measures.
Yeah, and obviously this practice was not very busy because I was able to make an appointment. Like, they had appointments available all day.
I don't think you
my
really
money's
got the
same.
Flu
my
shot.
Insurance is the same. I might not have really gotten the flu. It hurt like hell. But they also gave me a tetanus and whooping cough.
Oh, nice.
You hear about this whooping cough? Bad whooping cough season.
Whooping cough.
Worse in 50 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I gave blood this week.
Mm-hmm.
The lady was the opposite of the lady that gave me the flu shot.
Yeah.
Did you have more to say?
No, that's about it. It was some
surly woman doctor.
It was some weird, weight loss thing too. I think that's primarily what
fen-phen?
They did.
Did they put fen-phen in your shot?
No. I'm not saying weight loss thing in my shot. That was like what this office did.
Ah.
So she was just kind of trying to sell me on that.
Well, why didn't you just give it a shot? Did your insurance
cover
it?
No, it wasn't like, I'm going to give you a pill to lose weight.
No, but like, I'm a friend, Tom. maybe if they're trying to, you know, offer you weight loss solutions here, you should think about it.
No.
We could all stand to use a few, right?
No, it was...
Lose a few.
This woman informed me, they took my weight with all my clothes on, and you know I wear...
You wear hundreds of pounds of
clothing. I wear a lot of layers.
Well, you wear lead-lined clothing, so nobody can... So Superman can't look at your underpants.
Yeah, happened before. It hasn't happened before, but it could happen.
Yeah.
So
you don't even know who... Because here's the thing. You're not...
You don't know who he is.
Yeah, if you know if Superman's around, yeah that's when, like, oh, I'm going to go... I'm going to encounter Superman today. Let me wear my lead-lined
right,
boxer
underwear.
Shorts, right?
Mm.
But, like... When he's not out fighting crime, he could be anybody.
He could be anybody.
He puts on a pair of glasses, unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. How am I supposed to know who's looking at my junk?
Right.
Through my non-lead-lined clothing. It's just foolish. It's, yeah, we both do it, Tom. It costs a fortune.
So this woman told me I had to lose 35 pounds to begin to be healthy.
Really?
That, like, she was like, well, then you'll be at the top range of, like, what's...
How tall did she think you were?
I told her how tall I was.
Did she take your height with stilts on?
No, and that was the thing. I was like, really, lady? I didn't say lady. but I was like, really? And she was like, yeah. And I was like... How can you say that based just on my height and weight? Like you
BMI, have, man.
Yeah, but I'm like...
Maybe if you lost 62% of your weight, then, you know.
No, but I was like, I can tell you I've never been that light. And even in like high school when I was like way skinnier, I was like, nah, like it's impossible for me to... I'd be down to like 5% body fat. Like it's possible, but it wouldn't be... Like,
maybe
you'd
she just
be
wanted
healthy.
You to be superhuman.
Maybe, but it was just weird. I was like, but you don't take into account like muscle mass whatsoever into those calculations. Like,
she's estimating.
But she wasn't putting it at an estimate. She was like,
35
nope,
pounds?
That's it.
No, if she said you need to lose 33.8 pounds,
right.
then I'd be like, I'd call that. But she was. They're trying to sell you. They're trying to upsell you, man. You come in for the flu shot. They're just like, no, we need your...
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I'll save my giving blood story because I feel like we've gone a little long and we have a topic that I want to hit.
We do, Tim. We have
Tom.
What?
I think we'll end it on your fat bastard story.
Tim, as you know, last week... I think it was the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah, I'm not really up on that stuff.
Well, you should be, Tim, because it's
I am a consumer.
It's got all kinds of gadgets and gizmos.
Like the shop at the mall?
No, I don't think that was a chain, gadgets and gizmos.
It was. I saw it at a different mall, Tom.
Oh, okay. But was it like a nearby mall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever been in the Gadgets and Gizmos?
Yeah, of course, Tim.
It's just Spencer's Gifts.
With
like
no, that's
slightly
not fair
less
to say.
Risque.
I would say it's like if Spencer's Gifts and Sharper Image had a baby.
What are you kidding? What high-end stuff is at Gadgets and Gizmos?
What high-end stuff is at the Sharper Image anymore?
Massage chairs.
Yeah, this has like, you know, like massage chairs that have like a picture of boobs on them or something.
Speakers for your stereo.
Yeah, maybe. Sharper Image. Remember, like, when you were a kid, Sharper Image was like, man, I can't afford anything in there.
But that might have been also because you were, like, 7 years old and, like, you found $10 and, whoa. It was like, no, I saw some things in the Sharper Image that were upwards of $100.
No, because they still just had, like, the highest end versions of things. Not the lowest end, which is what they are now.
High end, it's just, like, it's such crap high end, though. Like, it was always high end, like, low, it was high end slash low rent, right? Like, nobody's going to be like, oh, I went to this opulent mansion and it was all outfitted with things from the Sharper Image. Like, yeah. Sharper Image is like a poor person.
Somewhere Bruce Wayne and Bill
Gates.
Yeah,
exactly. It's
shop.
A poor person's idea of what a rich person would buy, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, CES, though, Tim. Well, CES has...
That's why they put them in the crappiest malls across America.
CES, well, were you at CES this year?
Me?
Yeah, it's not clear.
No, I was in rehab.
Okay. No, I wasn't at CES either. But
yeah,
that
we were in rehab together.
Us.
And that was bad because, you know, we'd each make fun of each other for being wusses for laying off the sauce.
What sauce was that? Oh, just sauce. Just
yeah,
in
no,
rehab
I was in,
for sauce.
Yeah, no.
Sauce rehab.
Ah, oh, Jesus. The amount of sauces that I... And look, I'm never going to fully eradicate condiment use out of my life. And it's something that it's just... I wish it were possible, but it's not possible. It's not feasible.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to limit the sauce that I put on things.
On things.
Barbecue sauce. Worcestershire sauce.
I can't even say it.
I don't want to, Tom. I don't want to say it.
So CES was last week.
Had a French dip before I went into rehab.
Yeah.
Just went, there's
French
just
dip.
It's just too much sauce, man. Too much sauce.
See,
I'm not classifying mayo as a sauce, by the way. So I'm just...
Well, you sure use it like
oh,
one.
Yeah, God. I mean, that's my one lifeline now. All the mayo I want.
Yeah, I still don't agree with your mayo marinade that you...
Tom, you haven't given it a fair shake,
you
man.
You can't use it as a marinade.
You haven't given it a fair shake.
On a steak.
Just
can't marinate.
Just eat
steak
my mayo steak.
So CES was a week ago.
What is that, the Consumer Electronics Show?
Yeah.
Did you explain that already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. showing off.
Sorry, I had to sneeze.
Oh, look at this. Oh, everybody has to know when Tom sneezes.
So they bring in all the stars come out to shine, Tim. All the electronic stars, that is.
Did you rehearse that line, Tom?
No. All the companies, they trot out their wares. They say everybody, hey, look.
It's like a bazaar.
Yeah. It's like a bazaar of gadgets and gizmos. So we were going to go over, though, some of the highlights of this year's CES. We're on The Verge's website, TheVerge.com. They've got their best of CES 2013. You can trust them. They got good reporters. So I want to start off talking about their best TV, Tim.
Listen, I don't even own a TV, Tom.
Samsung 4K Easel TV. So this is a TV 85 inches and up. It's going to start at under $30,000.
85 inches and up. Mm-hmm. So 85, what, 60 is 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
72. So the lowest one is at least like 7 feet tall.
Diagonal, Tim.
Oh. Diagonal. Oh, that's not so big. that's the biggest sham, right?
What?
Nobody cares about the measurement diet. Like, everybody's like, oh, now let me just do some A squared plus B squared equals C squared and figure out how big this TV will actually be on my wall.
Yeah, but do you actually know how big anything is?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
So if everybody goes by a diagonal, that's fine. If they were like, oh, we're going to start measuring TVs top to bottom, you'd be like, all right, I still don't know how big, you know,
yeah, I guess just
40
for
inches
comparison.
Yeah, everybody's doing it, Tim.
Look, I'm all for just following the crowd.
But the big thing out of CES this year were these 4K TVs. You know what that means?
$4,000.
No, I already explained what the price is. Well, in fairness, I said it would be under $30,000.
Yeah, that could be $4,000.
That would be a weird way for them to explain how much it was. These will be available for under $30,000. $4,000.
That would be a bad marketing scheme.
Yeah, bad marketing.
The Big Mac, now less than $250,000 per sandwich.
So, man, I could go for a Big Mac right now. I wish I hadn't said that.
Yeah. That's all I'm thinking about.
So, 4K is, TVs are, we had the 720p TVs and then 1080p.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 4K is 4,000p.
What?
Yeah, so it's got, like four times the resolution.
You know what? We don't need all this resolution. Let's call off the resolution raising. Let's,
Tim, it's too damn late. You should have gone to CES this year.
I know. I should have smashed all those TVs with a hammer.
You can't call it off now. They're already making these 4K TVs.
Ugh.
And you know the, a lot of movie theaters, Tim, that project digitally, they're only like 2 or 4K. And that's a movie. When's the last time you went to a movie and you're looking at the movie theater going, I can see the pixels?
Never.
Yeah. Can't see the pixels.
I've never gone to a movie.
And movie, what? You've never been to a movie?
No.
Well, you should try it sometime. It's pretty fun.
I don't like crowds.
Wait.
That's honestly something that I feel strongly about. That we don't need better resolution at least
I can understand that you need better resolution if you have a 100 goddamn inch long TV.
Tom,
you're gonna sit 2 feet away from it.
Have you watched the local news in HD?
Yeah. Oh, you get to see all the imperfections of people.
Yeah, and these aren't people that are ready for national TV. A lot of them.
Well, they'll get new makeup. They'll shellac the hell out of these people. You won't be able to see it. Put Vaseline on the lens.
Everything's going to look like that Hobbit movie that everybody hated so much.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't think we need... I'm all about smearing Vaseline on the lens. let's obscure this. Life's too rough if you bring it into clear focus. Why wear these glasses? I smear Vaseline on them.
Yeah.
And that way,
Well, I think it's just that, you got these super sharp TVs now and you can see what people really look like and they just look like real people.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't want the people that I watch on television to
and
look
idolize.
Like, yeah.
You idolize the local news people, which is weird.
Why? They're great. They're great at what they do. Well, they're not all of them, but...
You're always going on and on about what you can do to be more like Chuck Scarborough.
Chuck Scarborough, for people who are not in the New York metro area, he's the anchor for a longtime anchor for NBC's local news here. Mm. And that guy has got it all figured out. Because I think that guy makes a lot of money.
He's got it all figured out by anchoring the local news?
Yeah. I mean, in the biggest market in...
Yeah, but it's not like he figured out a scam or whatever. A lot of people would love that
job.
Yeah,
no, but I don't think he ever... Like, I don't think he has ever or will ever make a play for like, no, I want to go national.
No, he doesn't need to.
No, because he works right in 30 Rock, man. Like... I was on the line to go see Conan one time.
And he was next to you.
And Chuck Scarborough walks in, and friggin' the place went nuts.
Yeah.
Like, he had to work that celebrity line. Like, everybody was applauding, getting pictures with him. Uh-huh. And it's like, yeah, you got it made, man. You don't need to be on that national stage. They'll chew you up and spit you out unnecessarily, right? You don't need all that stress. You're big man on campus. You're big fish in little pond.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Scarborough, keep doing what you're doing, because what you're doing is great.
All right. And that's a nice message to Chuck Scarborough. Didn't realize that you actually did idolize him.
Yeah, well.
It's weird.
He was nice. He shook my hand.
What about this, Tim? Best PC hybrid.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, well, actually, before I get to that, what do you think about the other big thing at CES this year, Tim? TVs even thinner, making thinner TVs.
Oh, great. We need things that are thinner. I mean, I guess a lot of people that haven't been listening for a long time
don't know that you don't like things getting thinner.
It's just everything's touted as, oh, this is 30% thinner this year. I don't care. Stop telling me about how thin things are. That makes me nervous. Everything's going to start breaking in half. That
makes me nervous.
If they keep making my phone...
The thinnest bridge ever made.
Yeah, exactly. At some point, you can't sustain getting that much thinner.
Well, I'll tell you this much.
Is everything going to be made out of diamonds? Unbreakable diamonds?
So I was looking at... I was at a Best Buy shopping for Christmas.
You go to Best Buy a lot.
So I was at Best Buy.
I remember back in the day, you used to just be like, hey, what are you doing? I don't got anything to do. Yeah, you want to go to Best Buy and just walk around?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time, Tim. It was free. Well, it wasn't free because I'd usually walk out of there spending some money on something. It's a good time. Mm. You have to interact with their horrible employees.
You know, they're making $6 an hour. I wouldn't be nice to you either.
No, it's that a lot of them make commission or whatever on things, so they'll try and press you.
So there are TVs. I don't think we went into these TVs, man.
What? Well, you can't go inside them. They're
no. Too thin. You can almost. You can. This one is up to 10 feet in diameter.
Yeah, you think people are going to pull some real elaborate, you know, like America's Funniest Home Video style pranks with them?
I mean, you don't need blue screens anymore.
Put them in front of a sliding glass door and people, you know, put a camera. It looks like it's the outside. People think it's the outside. They walk right into TV.
What I'm worried about is that they'll... go up to the side of a mountain and put that up there and make it look like a tunnel in the mountain.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And instead of just painting it on, this will be, you can have like, you know, critters running around inside.
Oh,
and be
yeah,
like, yeah,
so much more realistic.
Yeah. And then
the days of painting tunnels on mountains are over with these TVs.
Yeah. And I think
that's Panasonic's new, or Samsung's new phrase for.
Well, that's what makes this so much more dangerous because in the past, everybody's like, yeah, we should have the right to paint tunnels on mountainsides here. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, yeah, you know what? People should have that right. But now the technology has progressed so much.
We could have never anticipated.
We could never. There was no way that anybody could have thought that the technology would have come, that we'd have these TVs that you could just mount on the side of a mountain. People are going to be running into mountains all the time at much higher rates, and we don't need that.
Yeah.
What does a common person, what does an average person need with a TV that big,
right,
with that great resolution?
Just asking for trouble.
Asking for trouble.
I was going to say, I was at Best Buy, and I was looking at they have the new iMacs. You see how thin these new iMacs are? Razor thin, these new iMacs.
iMacs,
yeah.
I thought you meant like iMacs.
No, iMacs.
You know what would be great?
What?
If the iMacs theater people sued Apple.
For iMac?
Yeah.
Yeah, why would it be great?
Because Apple's already always suing everybody. Hey.
You care about iMac, so. So anyway.
I guess I use Apple products a lot more than I go see IMAX movies.
I don't know why you're in the IMAX camp.
I just feel like Apple's up on their high horse. And I'm not one of those people that is like, I know these people, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I met this guy that you would hate.
All right.
This guy that he saw that I had an iPhone, and I was helping somebody set up their iPhone. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I wouldn't know about any of that. I like to have control over my devices, so I use an Android. Oh, and I was like, oh, yeah, what do you do with it differently than what I can do on my... And he's just like, I don't know. I just hate the whole Williamsburg hipster thing. Meanwhile, where are we having this conversation? In Williamsburg. And it's just like, okay, love it or leave it, pal.
Yeah.
Love it or leave it. Goes for all of you.
Well, and also, it's a very popular phone. It's not a...
Yeah, it's not like, oh, only Williamsburg hipsters with their trust funds use these phones.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it happens to be like the best-selling phone on the market,
yeah,
but...
The same price as his phone, I'm sure. Mm. But I was looking at this new iMac, razor thin. I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, it's pretty cool. And I use a iMac for work. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow, this is like, wow, I can't believe how thin this is. And then I go in front of it, I'm using it for a little bit, and I realize, oh, well, I'm always in front of my iMac. I'm never going to notice how thin this is. From the second I put it down on my desk for the first time, that's the last time I'm going to realize how thin
you could
it
put
is.
It, you could put so much stuff behind it, though.
I already put a bunch of stuff behind
You could
my
put
iMac.
Like an extra 2 inches of stuff behind
right.
it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it looks nice, so that's fine, you know, and it's the same price and faster and everything, so whatever, but I don't know. It's not a reason to buy it, how thin it is, for most people, I would think. But you're going to look at it, and you're going to go like, wow, that's really thin. Best PC hybrid, Tim, the Lenovo ThinkPad Helix.
That's a hybrid, what?
It's a convertible.
Computer slash tablet?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think of a computer? You're a man who has a computer and a tablet. You're a Renaissance man, a rich man.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea if you could pull it off. Nice idea. I don't know. Do you think that's something Apple would ever do?
I don't think so.
I'm kind of locked into Apple now. Yeah. They've got me on a short
Williamsburg
lease.
Hipster.
I'm a Williamsburg hipster. I don't know. You know what? I guess I can't get an honest opinion from you
right
on this because you are a disgusting Apple partisan.
No, it's not
true. It's like I'm doing a podcast with John Gruber over here. You can't even praise...
It's another local newscaster.
It's not a local newscaster, Tom. Everybody knows who John Gruber is, right?
I don't... Not necessarily.
Look him up, everybody. He stinks. I wanna, yeah, whatever. I'm not ruffling any feathers by telling people that John Gruber stinks.
No,
am I?
No, sure.
Fuck that guy.
But what was your point? You're gonna ask me what my opinion is.
Yeah, you can't just name these things and be moving on. Let's get some analysis. Tom, people listen to this show for expert analysis, and if we're not gonna provide that, I might as well just go home.
The thing that
some sauces. I'm gonna eat so much sauce today.
You were told you can't.
Marinara.
The thing with these convertible things is the thing that's nice about a tablet is that it's light and thin. If you gotta carry around it's like a convertible.
Oh, hey Tom, check it out.
No, you're looking at your tablet.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Tom. I brought a tablet here to our studio tonight.
Yes.
And I'm because I just need some lightweight stuff, right?
Yeah.
But then I gotta go home later,
mm-hmm.
and I got some real work that I need to do. I really need to get some stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna pull out my laptop
mm-hmm.
and do that. Wouldn't it be great if I could just go home and plug this thing in?
But this isn't a plug thing. This is like you just twist it and it folds down.
Oh.
I think. There are some that do that, though, that you can like pop the screen out of. And that's fine,
I guess. Seems fine. If my dream, Tom, mm-hmm. and I don't know why, but somebody get on this,
mm-hmm.
is that I have this iPad that I like,
mm-hmm.
and I have a MacBook Pro that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Make the screen the same thing. Just let me bring let me plug the screen into the thing, the tablet into the
Well, why don't you get a
laptop?
Why don't you get a keyboard for your iPad?
Because it's not nearly powerful enough. I can't do the things that I can do on a laptop mm-hmm. with this.
Well, you should get one of these Lenovo ThinkPad Helixes.
I think I'm gonna.
All right, fine.
This week's episode is brought to you by Lenovo.
Tim, just want to take a quick second to talk about our sponsor again this week. It's MailChimp. We've been using MailChimp for a long time, haven't we?
Yeah, and I know people are rolling their eyes right now, like, oh, here comes a commercial. No, this is a product that we actually use. If you are a member of our mailing list,
mm-hmm.
You've gotten an email newsletter generated through MailChimp
mm-hmm.
from us, two idiots that can't figure out how to do anything, and we figured this shit out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, it's a good service. And if you have, I think it's less than 2,000 subscribers, it's free. So it's free to get started with. And some people use it, even if you don't have like somebody you're promoting or whatever. People use it for like invites and, you know, just like general news, get out to their friends and family and stuff like that.
The analytics are great. Uh-huh. You can check out like how many people opened it.
Yeah.
How many people like clicked on things in it.
Mm-hmm.
You could really go big
Tracks
brother on
everything.
People. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we use it a lot for international stuff because you can time so it gets sent to. You can say, I want it sent to everybody at 5:00, regardless of what country they're in.
If you want to see this thing in action, sign up for our mailing list at tcgte.com, because we're about to use MailChimp's wonderful service to send out some big news this week.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime,
hopefully this week, maybe next week.
Yeah, you can sign up for free at MailChimp.com. That's MAIL.
Yes.
Chimp, like right. Chimpanzee, dot com. I made the other mistake. Don't make that mistake.
Right. All right, Tim. Continuing with CES, best wearable by The Verge, Fitbit Flex.
So this is one of those things that tracks everything you do.
Quantified self device.
I'll tell you this much, Tom.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
We're not there yet.
What do you mean we're not there yet?
What does the Fitbit Flex do?
It tracks. So this is like the Nike Fuel Band or the Up. I forget who makes
it. You wear the Jawbone.
Jawbone Up. So you wear this thing and it tracks your movement. It tracks like how much you're walking, how much you're running, how many steps you're climbing.
It's a goddamn pedometer is what it is. It's a pedometer that can send it to your smartphone.
Right. But it's got very good software. So you can enter in other stuff there. You can enter in like, you know, what kind of food you're eating, if you're doing other exercises.
Yeah. But if you have to, my thing is if you have to enter it in, then screw it. I could do that with a notebook, right? I could wear a pedometer.
But you're not going to.
I'm not going to just cause I'm wearing this bracelet.
No, you are. You're more likely to, Tim. It's like, you know, when you tie a finger around your not a finger, you tie a string around your finger to remember something for later.
No, because you know what the thing, it's not going to trigger all the time because I'm wearing that thing 24 hours a day. The reason...
Well, it tracks your sleep, too.
How does it track your sleep?
Because it can tell if you're moving around or not, if you're restless.
See, that's... Listen, Tom, how much does this thing cost?
$99.
What I want is I want it to tell me, you know, my number of steps, whether I was walking or running.
It can do that.
Or cycling.
I don't think it can do that.
When I eat, I want it to tell me the nutrition I got from that food.
There was a company showing off
automatically.
A fork that tracks your forking.
Okay. Yeah, no, I do a lot of forking every day, Tom.
No, it tracks like how quickly you're eating and stuff. And
I
how
fork
much.
Like a monster sometimes, Tom.
All right. What else you want to track?
I want it to actually track things that I don't have to put in myself.
Should it like pierce your skin so it can measure your blood sugar?
I think it like should that? Be implanted inside of me.
You don't want that.
Why not?
Because what happens when the new one comes out? They got to crack you open again.
Yeah. I'm all about surgery, Tom. I'm all about unnecessary and cosmetic surgery.
The best gaming by them.
We're not doing Fitbit anymore?
Well, you said your piece. You said you don't like it and this is what you actually
what
want.
What do you think?
I think $99, it's fine.
You own a Fitbit.
Yeah.
I got a free.
I don't own the bracelet, the new thing, but I own the regular one.
How is it better than a pedometer?
It's not. Well, it's better because you're plugging it into something, or you're not plugging it. It's wireless, and it's tracking everything.
It's tracking how many steps you take.
It's no. You're right. It's no better than
a pedometer.
Right, but.
You can get a pedometer. I got a free promotional pedometer at work the other day.
Yeah, but...
How is this $99 device better? No, $99
but,
device better.
But you can also sit there and be like, microwave oven? Why do I need that? I've got a regular oven. It's ease. It's convenience.
But where is
You're
the
not,
ease and convenience coming in?
Because all I have to do is put this thing in my pocket and...
A pedometer.
Yeah.
All I have to do is put that in my pocket.
I put it in my pocket. And it syncs with my computer whenever I'm home wirelessly once it's within like 15 feet of it.
So you are looking
for
that ease
of not... And then I can go on a website that's tracking everything and showing me nice pretty graphs and saying like you're walking more this week than you were next week, last week. And
if it told the future, Jesus, now we're talking. That's all I want. For it to tell me how much I'm walking next week. That's what I'll pay $99 for, Tom.
I'm not saying you could do the same thing with a pedometer, but you're not going to.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that either, though. I'm never going to look at those graphs. It's I'm never going to wear that bracelet. Tom, I choose my bracelets. I'm very particular when
I know.
And I wear a lot of bracelets, Tom. It's not like, I mean, you can hear all the jingling and jangling over here. Yeah, it's
actually the post-production we had to do on this show to get
also,
it out of there.
I do most of my walking at elegant parties, Tom. Black tie affairs.
Well, this comes in black. You can get a black one.
I don't know.
So the best gaming, they get to something called Oculus Rift. You know what this is, Tim?
No, I was hoping that it would be Mario Kart 64, though.
No. Once that, again, that one, Mario Kart 64 is looked over by CES.
Yeah, that won my best gaming for life. That won the Lifetime Achievement Award.
It's a virtual reality headset.
Wait, what? Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at a picture of it. I don't like this one bit.
Virtual reality is finally going to become a thing, I think, this year.
Oh, yeah? That's what you said when the Virtual Boy came out.
No, it's not what I said when the Virtual Boy came out.
Yeah, I remember you.
And the Virtual Boy was pretty cool.
The Virtual Boy just gave you a goddamn headache. If it's Nintendo's, what, 1996 foray into quote-unquote virtual reality. And
I'm
it was just
a
like
headache just thinking about
it. Yeah, it was just red outlines of things.
Uh-huh.
And you wore this big helmet.
Well, you couldn't wear it. It was too heavy to wear.
Oh, yeah.
It came on a tripod and you just had to like kind of sit at a table and just put your head into it.
Oh, God.
I had one.
Yeah, I know you did.
I got it from a Blockbuster for $19.
No.
Yeah, it was awesome. And it came in a big suitcase. And it came with a bunch of games, too. I had Mario Tennis.
Yeah, but it was all
Waterworld.
Really?
There's a Waterworld game.
That is so fitting. That like one of the few games for was Waterworld. And you know how much it costs. Like it probably costs more to develop that Virtual Boy Waterworld game than it did for most movies that have come out before or since.
Yeah, whoever was in charge of Waterworld was like, not only is this going to be the biggest movie ever, it's going to put the Virtual Boy on the map.
And we're going to have the most successful Laserdisc release of this ever.
Yeah. But this Oculus Rift, it's like a $300 headset. It was a Kickstarter. But it does like full tracking. So, it's showing two different images to your left and right eye. So it's 3D in that way. But it tracks. So if you look left, right, behind you, whatever, it all works. It was supposed to be incredible. Worked very well, according to the people at The Verge who reviewed it.
I mean, what kind of games does it have?
It's like a PC thing. You're gonna like plug it into your computer and play, Duke Nukem or whatever.
I don't need that.
Doom.
I mean, I'm not one who plays video games. I play Temple Run.
Mm-hmm.
They just came out with Temple Run 2 for the iPhone. Did you see this, Tom, for iOS? In Temple Run 2, I'm just like, too many bells and whistles. Let's keep it simple, guys. I just want Mario Kart. I just want Mario Kart. Not even 64. I'll deal with
the
Mario
Super
Kart.
Super Nintendo one?
Super Nintendo. Super Mario Kart. Yeah. It's all I want.
Well, I want this headset. Although I don't like, this is one thing I don't like, the idea of like a 3D headset.
Uh-huh.
Is I'm afraid people are going to sneak up on me.
Yeah, exactly. Tom, let me tell you, if I ever catch you using one of these things, you are not coming out of that
so hard.
Unscathed. No, not even. You leave yourself vulnerable to any kind of attack.
Yeah.
And you know me, Tom. So many people are out for me.
Yeah,
I can't.
I would need to like lock all the doors and then put like a couch in front of the door just to make sure. Because I just know, that's a really sweet prize to scare somebody wearing a virtual reality helmet. And I know that people will go to extraordinary lengths. Because I know I would go if I knew if a friend of mine got a virtual reality helmet. He's like, yeah, it's great. After work every day, I go home. I strap on the virtual reality helmet. I'm in virtual reality. I would go to
the end game is I'll die alone.
I would go to extraordinary lengths to scare this person.
No, because you ever play a video game like what was that? Like one of those ones where you're like skulking around like a haunted hospital or whatever. What are those? Like Evil Dead?
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil. Yeah. And like sometimes like you're legitimately jumpy or scared.
Mm-hmm.
If you could figure out like where this person is in their virtual reality game, and especially if it's virtual reality, that's heightened, right?
Yeah.
Your shock factor is going to be
completely immersed.
Yeah, if you could get them at the right time, you might be able to kill a man using this thing. They should put this is a good thing to give your enemies as a gift. It's a birthday gift. And then you could scare them to death, and then you'll just be like, this game must have scared them to death.
Have you seen these Slender Man games? You see Slender Man games on iOS all the time?
Slender Man?
Yeah. It's just like a genre of game, and the game's all the same from what I can tell. It's just, you're like alone in the woods, and there's a Slender Man after you.
Yeah, a Slender Man. I could take a Slender Man.
But it's like unusually slender, like he's an alien or something.
He's unusually slender.
Yeah, you know, if he went into this doctor, even she would be like, nah, you're fine. You don't need to lose any weight.
Yeah, well, yeah, all right. Surly meets slender.
Another, the best watch, Tim, the Pebble Watch.
Now, let me ask you this. The Verge is a good website that I like to get my technology news and reviews from.
Mm-hmm.
Every year at CES,
yeah.
Do they have a best watch category?
No, they're playing it fast and loose.
Was this the only watch at CES?
No. The whole like watch thing is becoming a big thing now.
Oh, really?
Like Bluetooth watches. So the Pebble
Watch.
I
like this one bit, but let's go.
Full disclosure, I bought a Pebble Watch. It should be coming soon. I supported them on Kickstarter.
Mm.
So they were the biggest Kickstarter.
So you're an investor in this company,
yeah.
Tom.
An investor. They were the biggest Kickstarter ever. They raised $10 million. It's this watch, and it has an e-ink display, e-display, something like that.
Like the Kindle.
It's similar to the Kindle. It's not exactly the same because it's still apparently like an LCD or whatever.
Okay.
But it's, you know, a black and white, very, very crisp display that uses very little power and that you can view in sunlight and everything. It connects to your phone. I think it's an iPhone or Android via Bluetooth.
Oh, not via a quarter inch cable.
No, through a very thick cable.
It went through HDMI.
So it connects via Bluetooth, and it can push, like you get a new email or a new text message, it pushes that to the phone, to the watch, and you can read it on your watch. The watch can vibrate, so you get a new message, look at your watch, you can read the message.
Great, more OKCupid matches.
You can also...
Thanks, watch.
You can...
I'm on a date over here.
So you're just worried that you would be on a date.
I'm a philanderer, Tom.
That you'd be on a date and all of a sudden it would show you a new message.
Yeah, some foxy lady. And it would be like, Tim, this lady has accepted your date request. And it's just like, come on.
No, you don't put date requests in there, I don't think.
And how loud is the watch when it tells you?
Does it just start reading it?
Tim, I am in love with you. We should go get a drink and then fornicate.
Shut up, watch!
Watch, there's a lady here.
Well, I'm sure it's got like a lady mode or something where you can tell it I'm on a date with a lady, so play a cool watch.
There better be a lady. Yeah.
There's probably
Right now, I am not going to recommend this watch to philanderers.
It's probably like
it's as simple as that. It cannot get my philanderer's seal of approval.
There's probably a dedicated button on it. It's one big button just for that.
So it's basically...
And you can control music through it. You can control your music.
So it's basically your phone on your wrist.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. That seems pretty cool. It looks fashionable enough. I know you think I'm going to shit all over it. In this picture of it, though...
Yeah.
I imagine it's somewhat hackable, Tom, or there are a lot of
preferences. Oh, yeah, no, they've got a whole SDK. You can have all different watch faces and...
Yeah, because here's the thing. First of all, it strikes me as the screen might be a little small to be functional for any reason. Number two...
Very high res.
The man holding it in this picture should have cleaned his fingernails before posting a picture of him holding
something.
Yeah,
it's kind of gross.
You know, we all laugh at hand models in popular culture.
But you'd be disgusted.
But look at this. Here's an amateur hand model, and it's the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, you don't want to buy this watch based on this guy's
God
dirty fingernails.
Is this a Verge? Did they take this, or is this
Well, they
a
took
promo?
The picture. No, it's their picture. It's not It's not Pebble's picture. They're smart enough to hire a hand model.
Jesus. Or at least, you know, scrub out those nails, man.
Best press event was Qualcomm. Did you hear about this? This Qualcomm, the keynote?
No.
So this is the way CES works.
What does Qualcomm make?
Well, I'll get to that. So this is the way CES works. Every year, Microsoft gives the keynote address, if you will.
Go on.
They give an address to go to. There's a key there and a note.
You go there, and then they talk to you for a while.
They give the keynote address, and they go over, you know, Microsoft. They're like, hey, here's all the shit we're going to do this year. Here's new Windows. Here's new Xbox. Here's new phones. Ah, everything's crazy. This year, they realize, they're like, you know what? There's a lot of fucking money and work, and we don't need to do this shit anymore. We've got a website. We can tell people about all the new stuff on our
Microsoft
website.
Microsoft just got a website this
year.
Yeah,
big news. Big tech news.
Big news. I was surprised. I thought they would have gotten it at least 2 or 3 years ago when everybody was really getting websites. But Microsoft, they wanted to take their time.
Well, and you know what? To be fair, they should have looked into getting it 2 or 3 years ago when everybody got their websites, because now, you know, they've got Microsoft.biz.
Yeah.
And they could have probably got the .com if they had thought about it a couple of years ago.
Right. What I generally do if I'm looking for a company, like, I'll
check. Don't go to Microsoft.com. It's just porn.
Yeah. Well, I'll check Microsoft.com.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not it, I'll check Microsoft.xxx.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not it, then I'll go Microsoft.biz. Mm-hmm. So there you go. It's the third thing I try.
Yeah, and by then, you know, some other company might have gotten to you.
Yeah, no, believe me, what Microsoft.xxx has up, I was not clicking away from there anytime soon.
So this year they said they're not going to do it. So Qualcomm said, we'll do it. Qualcomm makes chips for cell phones.
Okay.
There's not a very sexy
thing. I mean, it's better than like Daewoo stepping up.
Right.
Here's what we have in low-end garbage.
But apparently their keynote was like ridiculous. It started with three actors playing like young people.
So there were old men and young people makeup.
No, I mean, it was you know, young people, but
we couldn't hire any young people, so we had to dress these middle-aged men as young people.
But they were just young people talking about how they were born mobile. That was the whole thing. I'm born mobile. So it's people like, I don't have time for this. I was born mobile.
I don't like this already. I hate this.
And then they had one.
This was good? People were praising this?
No, people hated this. Like, people thought it was parody at first. They couldn't.
Wait, why did it win best keynote, best press event?
Well, because it was by far the most entertaining.
Okay.
Everything else was just kind of like, oh, well, that's boring or interesting, but not entertaining. This was entertaining. I'll embed the Verge's. They have a supercut of all the best moments, because I
now,
really
are
can't
we saying
do
best
it justice.
In parentheses, then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So why do we have to be ironic? Why can't we just not like what we
no,
don't
because
like and like what we like?
They legitimately, best press event, a 20-something actor named Tornado 92 trying just a little too hard to look and sound like a teen. An enormous Rolls Royce, Maroon 5, mysteriously dubbed over by Dido. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, Star Trek.
What?
A vaguely racist puppet.
Wait, these were all on stage?
Yep, an upsetting and deeply disturbing scene
Bishop
from Blade
Desmond...
2.
What?
Yeah. Microsoft CEO running at full speed, arms flailing.
The actual Microsoft CEO?
Yeah. He came out during it, even though they weren't doing it. You got to watch this supercut, Tim. It's insane.
And Big Bird's in the picture?
Big Bird's in it.
I don't
Big
like
Bird
this.
Was up on
I'll tell
stage.
You this. I don't like... I don't think Sesame Street characters should be used in any kind of commercial endeavor.
I agree. But Qualcomm, you know, they've got dirt on them.
Yeah. Was he the vaguely racist puppet they were talking about?
No, I'm not sure who the vaguely racist puppet was. They had somebody from Star Trek's come out there.
Now, what exactly... were they hyping? What?
I don't even know, because they've got like nothing to sell. Like, you can't go out and buy a Qualcomm. You can't be like, oh man, I want a Qualcomm thing. Even if I guess you could be like, I want a phone that has a Qualcomm chip, but that's going to be, you're still going to buy like a Sony or a Samsung phone or whatever. So that was the whole thing. It was like, this company doesn't need to do this.
They were just trying to get internet buzz.
I guess. They just didn't know what the hell
that
they were doing.
That crap is just so transparent and shitty now. No. I hate it.
Oh, yeah. No, this whole thing was ridiculous.
Well, hey, guys. Let's all boycott Qualcomm.
You know what? Maybe the last thing that we'll talk about here. There's two more things I want to talk about.
Well, then can we take a quick break?
Why?
Because I got to pee.
Maybe. What if I said no?
I'm just going to go pee. You can talk about this shit, no. Right? All right, way better. Let's go.
What? Oh, okay, good. I wish you had taken the microphone off before you went in there.
Yeah, well.
Best audio tech. Auto tech, not audio. Auto.
For automobiles.
Auto. Best automobile technology.
Okay.
Let's you know, let's say the words the way they're meant to be
hey,
said.
Hey, let's say what we mean for once in our lives, right?
Audi's.
Couch it. Sorry.
Audi's self-driving cars.
Oh, do they have the wheels that turn 90 degrees?
No, that's not a... God damn it. So they were showing this off.
I thought Google had those cars.
Google has those cars. You always hear about Google getting in trouble for testing out those cars, right?
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like that's whenever I hear about it, it's like, well, Google got in trouble again this week for trying out their self-driving cars around town.
Yeah.
So like, cops pulled over the car. But this sounds pretty cool because this is a little more believable because nobody's going to ever want to be in a self-driving car, right?
Because
even if they prove...
I'm willing to take on the risk if I could take a nap on my commute.
But I think the thing is you can't.
Why not? You can't take a nap in it?
You gotta like.
Then why are
you
we
gotta
doing
stay
this?
Somewhat aware of what's going on.
Oh, forget this.
It's just
this.
Kind of like a little bit better than cruise control.
What? That's it?
Pretty much, because it's dangerous still. Like,
yeah,
you know these cars, they don't know what's going on.
Ah,
run over kids. They don't care.
No, these machines
they're
are
not
monsters.
Going to jail. You are.
Yeah. No, that's why I want to be safely in the back seat and be like, I don't know, officer, Hal was driving this car.
So Google's making these cars that can just drive willy-nilly. They can drive anywhere.
Yep.
They'll use Google Maps or whatever. But
while I'm awake, this is
while
garbage.
You're awake,
yeah. Forget
yeah.
It.
But Audi's got a much better idea. This is actually a really good idea, especially for like, you know, rich people have Audis. Their thing, and they were showing this off, they've got it working, is that you can park your car in a parking lot, like a parking lot at a mall or something, let's say, or a hotel, as they did in this case, and you want your car, well, you just press a button on your smartphone, and the car drives over to you. You're not in the car, so you need to worry about it.
Valet.
Yeah, just like an auto valet.
And that's
an
it?
An auto valet.
But then you just... drive it normally.
Yeah, then you just drive it normally.
That's
I think
garbage.
Can, I think it can park itself too. Well, then you don't need to worry about parking spaces. You're like, fuck it. You know, the car will go drive itself. I don't need to worry about how far away I parked.
No, but here's the thing. I feel like that's where there's going to be the most obstacles, the most potential for running someone down in a parking garage where you're walking around.
No way. Because it drives very slowly, apparently, only a few miles an hour. You can, you know, it's got sensors. It sees if something jumps in front of it, it'll stop.
Here's the other thing, Tom. 60% of the cars that are jerks or that are full of jerks on the highway that drive like cutting me off are Audis. The other 35% are BMWs.
Uh-huh.
And the remaining 5% is a hodgepodge.
Yeah, so this takes person out of the equation.
Yeah, it takes the person out of the equation. But if I'm walking to my car in a mall parking lot, like a normal, middle-class American man, and I see one of these self-driving Audis driving to pick up his rich master at the entrance, the exit of the mall... I am smashing the... What's to stop me from just smashing the windows of this car?
Well, not even smashing the windows. You can jump in front of it. You can lay down in front of it and be like, this goddamn robot car drove me over.
Either do that, or if it's going to stop, just drag a garbage can in front of it.
Yeah.
It's going to stop when it sees an obstacle.
Yeah.
And then this guy will be hitting the button like, My word, what's going on? Where's my car? I pressed the button minutes ago, and I'm still stuck here at the exit of the mall with these degenerates walking by me.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, this Audi is stuck in the middle of the parking garage, stuck behind this this garbage can, and I'm halfway home.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Howell. Not today. Not on my watch.
So the last piece of technology that I wanted to talk about from this, and it's not in their best list, because I don't think...
Hey, what kind of a self-driving car does Innie have this year?
Innie? Oh, I get it.
I'll see myself out.
End the show on that one. I don't know if they were showing it off, but it was like a video that came out from Microsoft's research labs.
Oh, I thought Microsoft had a website.
Well, yeah, and they put it out on said website. But a lot of people are saying that this is what the next Xbox is going to be, because they're going to unveil the next Xbox soon, Tim. That it's going to be a projector that projects a screen kind of throughout your entire room.
I wanted this in sixth grade, and this jerk, Chris...
We probably shouldn't say full names on here.
Let's...
I'll bleep that, sure.
Please do. Well, he wasn't a jerk. He was a friend of mine, but
it's fine. You can say he's a jerk. I bleeped out his name.
Well, here's the thing. This is why he's a jerk. Because he told me he had one of these things, and I believed him.
Yeah.
And I was so psyched, and we had the biggest plans for this stuff. Because he's like, yeah, we can...
How old were you?
I was in sixth grade.
Sixth?
No, fifth grade, I guess.
That's pretty stupid for a fifth grader, though.
Yeah, but the way he said it, he's like, well, Tim, there are some limitations here.
Oh, okay. So he tried, and how'd he tell you he got it? His dad worked for the company, something like that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And that
fucking asshole.
You wouldn't know it from looking at him, but they're millionaires.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, I never...
And the kids, he would be like, well, my dad works for this company. You got a prototype.
Well,
that.
Here's what happened.
My dad went on a business trip to Japan. And he came back. He got Super Mario Brothers 4. Yeah, it's out over there. I got it.
Here's what happened, though, Tom. Here's why I was inclined to believe him.
Uh-huh.
The year before, this girl came in the day after Take Your Daughter to Work Day, which was garbage because I didn't get to go to work with my dad.
Right, right.
There was no Take Your Son to Work Day. Mm-hmm. I think there was. I was like, I don't want to go to your dumb job, Daddy. I was rebellious and crappy. My father and I have since reconciled. So this girl came in after Take Your Daughter to Work Day.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, my dad works for ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me about new things that were going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? There's going to be a new Superman TV show on.
And
I was like,
yeah, bullshit.
Whatever. And then not 4 months later,
Lois and Clark
hits the airwaves. I was like, holy shit. So anytime anybody's like, my dad's got inside information because where he works.
Oh, but you know what? That girl could just read the trades.
But I didn't know of the existence of the trades. I was 7 years old at the time.
That little girl probably got Variety and it probably read about
it.
I thought that morning's issue.
I thought like the television networks were as surprised as I was at like what showed up every year. Like that they just got a VHS tape in the mail that said like, play me. And they put it in. They're like, oh, this is a Superman show. Shit.
Wow,
we should
right.
tell people about this. We should advertise this.
So the rumor is that it's going to be this thing that, you know, like a kind of like a Kinect, you know, the Microsoft Kinect, the Xbox Kinect, mash up with the projector. It will
oh, it's a mashup, you say? Great, my favorite.
It will scan the room, figure out the dimensions of the room, figure out where the TV is, and then project like 360 all around you the environment you're playing in. So you don't need to move anything. And it's not like, you know, what's going to be projected on the wall is like the most crazy HD thing ever, but you're going to be focused on the TV in the middle and then it's just going to surround it. So you're still going to be able to see, like, you're going to be able to look on the right side of your room and be like, oh shit, there's a bad guy there. And then you're going to turn the whole room, throw up and then shoot the bad guy.
Right. Here's what I'm worried about. You remember those TVs that were like, oh, this will change everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the lights like on the side projecting out.
Yeah.
Like those never caught on. And this sounds suspiciously like that.
But those never caught on because they were super expensive, and it was still just kind of like, you looked at it and you're like, yeah, all right, that maybe works. It was like Ambilight or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like, all right, yeah, I could see that that's probably kind of cool, but whatever. But I'll show you the video for this. I'll put the video of this on TCGT.com as well. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, holy shit, that's so cool. And, you know, you're not going to have to buy a new $5,000 TV. It's going to come included with, you know, the Xbox. That's probably going to be like $300 or $400.
Right. I don't know. It sounds like a mashup, my favorite things, of what this kid told me in fifth grade and this TV that I thought was bullshit.
Maybe.
And, so I'm inclined to not be very sympathetic.
Maybe this kid that you knew in third grade, maybe he had like really advanced information.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's like my dad's working on this shit. It's not going to come out for 20 years. Microsoft is going to make a video game system, not for another 10 years from now, but then after that, they're going to do this. Maybe. Who knows?
This story would add up.
I think that's about it for this week, Tim. We're out of time. Plum out of time. We're over time.
Plum out of time. If you like the show, become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. We didn't do it this week, but Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. We always want to hear your problems.
Well, not always.
Within reason. the complete guide to everything at gmail.com. You could also email us there for anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're good guys.
Not anything.
No, for money. You need to borrow money?
Mm-hmm.
Email us at the complete guide to everything at gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com, or at Complete Guide.
Yeah.
You can follow me at Your Pal Tim.
You can follow me at Tom Reynolds.
Is that all the social media we have?
Well, yeah, and I just said tcgt.com, or especially this week, because we're going to put up some of the videos of the stuff we were talking about. The keynote, the CES keynote from Qualcomm, and this Microsoft thing.
Once again, our new sponsor this week.
Yeah, new sponsor.
MailChimp. Check them out at MailChimp.com. They're great. You could still go to tcgte.com/audible for an Audible book. You can sign up for free, get a free book and a trial.
Listen to it.
If you're going to buy something at Amazon. What the hell was that?
It was something outside. It sounded like a robot, right?
There's a robot outside.
I don't think the microphones are going to pick that up, but.
TCGTE.com/Amazon. We get a kickback from that. That'd be nice. This is all the way that you can give us money, I guess.
Right. What are some other ways people can give us money?
I don't know. But people
if you see us on the street, you can just hand us money.
Guys, people in the United Kingdom, you should go to TCGTE.com, click on that mailing list link, sign up for our mailing list. Because we're going to utilize this thing called MailChimp. You don't know about it. It's really cool. And we're going to send out a newsletter with some big news.
Yes.
In the very near future. News that if you're a fan of maybe coming out and seeing your favorite podcasters come do a live show, you might be interested in.
You might.
So you should go in and the UK, and then maybe some stuff that like, that might be just a little outside the UK. But for now, let's leave it at that, and all you just go and sign up for that, and maybe we'll give you some the first look at some good information.
Right,
it's a first look deal, Tom. I read the trades.
Yeah,
now.
You've been reading the trades ever since that little girl.
Exactly. Oh, I learned my lesson.
Do you read the trades just to find out what new TV shows are coming out?
Yeah, just to see when they're going to reboot Superman. When Smallville came out, that really paid dividends.
You've had a subscription to Variety for 15 years.
20 years, yes.
Just to know, like, well, you know what? I'm not going to be the last one to find out about the next time there's a Superman TV show.
I don't want to find out about this by a commercial 3 months before.
It's kind of crazy that there have been, you know, a bunch of Superman TV. Well, I guess not really. There have been two Superman. Well, not even. The old Superman. Those were just like, that was a TV show, right? Or was it just serials?
If we're counting cartoons, then it's crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then there's a million cartoons. Man, I got to tell you about these cartoons I watched. That sounds like they're porn cartoons now. Forget it. Forget I said that. All right, we'll see you next week.